You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
As the Cheltenham Festival draws ever closer, we continue our series of features putting some of the big races of the week under the spotlight. And this time, it's the turn of the Triumph Hurdle, the curtain raiser on the Friday, of course, in the championship race for the juvenile hurdlers in the British National Hunt season. My name's John Gibby, joined by Craig Forsyth to have a look at this one. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Yes, very well, John. Looking forward and counting down the days to the Cheltenham Festival now.
Not long at all now, is it? And hopefully we're able to find the leading candidates, possibly even the winner of the Triumph Hurdle. Who knows? Over the next few minutes, Apple Shakira at time of recording is the 5-2 favourite. It's 9-2 then for Radician, Stormy Island 7-1, 7-1 also for We Have a Dream, Farquhar 8-1, 8-1 for Mr. Adjudicator as well, Soldier 10-1, Sussex Ranger is also 16-1, it's 25-1. Bar. So for a lot of the season, Craig, this was all about Apple Shakira, who is still the favourite at 5-2, but just in the last, well, certainly couple of months, but also the last few days, it's looked to become a bit less of a one-sided affair.
Yeah, very much so, John. My concern with the filly, you know, who has been posting some good efforts, and in particular, I think the very first run in this country back in November when she beat Gumball was probably her best run, is the ground. You know, she's untried under faster conditions. Now, we're presuming, you know, come the final day of the festival, you're looking good to soft, good in places, maybe, hopefully. And she got outpaced last time at Cheltenham on trials day behind Look My Way. Look My Way kicked and took a couple of lengths out of her at the bottom of the hill. She stayed on really well, and Stamna looks to be her forte. And when you look at the dam side of the pedigree as well, there's horses in there that improved the further they went in distance. So, you know, the slight concerns, albeit, you know, will be on the new course on the Friday, 2 miles, 1 furlong, does place more of an emphasis on stamina. But I would like to find something to beat her now, to be honest. As you said, you know, she set the standard for much of the season. But as we get closer to the race, I would like to find something to take her on with and hopefully beat her.
Yeah, her sister, Apples Jade, of course, was a good juvenile hurdler, but is a horse who stays well.
Yeah, very much so. Very versatile regards distance for Apples Jade. But, you know, I think, you know, she's another one that improved the further she went up in distance. So, yeah, I just think there might be something a little quicker on spring ground than Apple Shakira. So the angling, and she is 5-2. I would imagine she's going to be around that price on the day, John. I think, you know, I don't think there'll be a huge plunge unless the McManus Millions make their way into the ring, or there'll be a huge drift. I think she'll be fairly stable in the market between now and the off on the final day of the festival.
So you said it might be a good idea to look for something to take Apple Shakira on with. Could Radician, Alan King's horse, be the one, having won the Adonis Hurdle, of course, impressively, as we record this yesterday, just a couple of weeks before the festival itself?
Yeah, I've been very impressed with Radician. A horse that, on his first two starts, you know, he's jumping was way off Triumph Hurdle standard. But the way he went through the races suggests this was a horse with a lot of ability, just needed to brush up on his jumping and basically learn more about switching off and coming home strongly. And he certainly did that at Kempton on Saturday when he won what looked a fairly decent Adonis Hurdle, and his jumping was much improved. And the impression he left me with as soon as he went past the post was, this is a horse, when he goes into a better grade, into a race where they go a championship pace, he'll settle even better. His jumping could be even better. On decent ground, you know, I think he's a major, major player. Obviously, he shortened in price after his success at Kempton on Saturday, but rightly so, because that was a real good performance.
So winner of the Grade 2 Adonis Hurdle just before the festival itself. We've seen some impressive winners from both sides of the Irish Sea with slightly bigger prices in the market as well. Stormy Island is an interesting contender for this, Craig. The filly came out and won by 58 lengths at Fairy House just before Christmas and was being talked up as possibly Willie Mullins' main horse for this race. It looks like it could be that way at this stage, but hasn't been seen on the track since, and I don't think we've heard much from the man himself as to whether she's actually on course for the race.
Yeah, so I don't know if we're going to actually see her in this race, to be honest. Overall form as well needs improving upon if she's to be good enough to win a Triumph Hurdle. Only had the two starts for Team Mullins, and is open to more progress. But overall form, John, and was gifted an easy enough lead last time at Fairy House and dictated a slow gallop before quickening away, I think does need improving upon. And obviously doubts about her participation in the race is enough to stop me going in anyway at the current odds of 7-1.
Quite often with this yard, they'll sort of keep a horse in a race, not say anything about it when asked, and then turn around a few days before the race and go, oh yeah, she's not going to go. And it looks like it could turn into that situation this time.
Yeah, I think the yard have stronger claims with Mr. Adjudicator, who's also 2 from 2 over hurdles, and was an impressive winner of a Grade 1 at Leopardstown at the Irish Festival. So I would think that would be the number one candidate from the Mullins yard for this year's Triumph Hurdle.
Yeah, the form of that Grade 1 looks strong enough. Mr. Adjudicator having beaten Fark, though, who's a fellow 8-1 shot for the Triumph itself. And Espoir Dalen, who was being talked up as possibly the biggest threat to Apple Shakira in this race, is now going to miss the festival, but a little bit earlier on in the season, only 4th.
Yeah, slightly disappointing. You know, they went a good gallop on that occasion for a small field. And I think the first and second, you know, are both horses that should be on anybody's shortlist for this race. You know, they've posted figures that bring them right into the reckoning with more to come as well. Both unexposed types, only had 2 starts. The fact that Mr. Adjudicator has had his head in front, you know, is the one for me of those two.
The only horse we've mentioned, or haven't mentioned, certainly shorter than 10-1, is We Have a Dream for Nicky Henderson. Has won 4 races on the trot, has had some useful juvenile hurdlers behind him in his recent starts, and took Listed on us last time out, having won a Grade 1 the finale, of course, at Chepstow.
He's a real likeable sort, as We Have a Dream. He's quick over his hurdle, really quick. And my doubt would be the track and his running style, John, because he attacks from the front. And, you know, you look back at previous Triumph Hurdles, Defi Desoy was held up, Ivanovich Gorbatov was held up in his race, Peace & Co. mid-division, Tiger O. mid-division. Our Connor was probably the most prominent runner in recent times to win the race in Countrywide Flame. It's a difficult race on the new track over this distance to make all, and that would be the concern for the likeable We Have a Dream.
Anything you'd like to mention at a bigger price? The problem is, once you go past about the 16-1 point in this market, you sort of, the lines will start becoming blurred between what's going to go for this race and what's going to go for the Fred Winter.
Very much so. I think, you know, since the Fred Winter was brought into the programme, that has been the case. And sometimes the Fred Winter can almost be as strong as the Triumph Hurdle, despite, you know, being a handicap. And, you know, I think this is a race this year for me that could cut up quite badly. And I think, you know, I don't think we'll see anywhere near a maximum field. And Radician definitely is the one I would want to side with at this stage after his impressive performance at Kempton.
Radician, then, would be the choice of Craig Forsyth in the Triumph Hurdle. It's coming up, as with the rest of the festival, live on William Hill's Racing Radio. You can hear all 4 days, all races in full. It's going to be an absolute bonanza of National Hunt Racing live on Racing Radio, and we'll have more of these features coming up in the next couple of weeks as well to look ahead to the big 4 days themselves. And for now, Craig, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.